Five counties in the state are protected by the 1965 Voting Rights Act. This means that any new voting law in those counties needs to be cleared by the federal government first.
And until this year, the state has refrained from implementing those changes statewide until it had preclearance to do so in the five covered counties.
That was Michael Macinter. He teaches constitutional law at Nova Southeastern University here in South Florida. Last year, state lawmakers passed a new voting law that reduced the number of early voting days. Macinter says that because state officials didn't wait for the federal government to approve these changes, they broke a law that requires uniform voting laws in Florida.
In past years, they simply understood that uniform means uniform, and that the only way to have a uniform system is to await preclearance before making changes anywhere in the state.
Florida Department of State spokesman Chris Cates says the Division of Elections is required to carry out all voting laws. He contends that the federal government's preclearance requirement is to blame for the two sets of laws.
Two sets of early voting hours, of early voting dates, are not the preference of our department, but it's very unlikely to cause problems for voters. Voters who prefer to cast a ballot during the early voting period have ample time to do so wherever they are in the state.
The rest of the state starts early voting Saturday, August 4th. I'm Ashley Lopez in Miami.